Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight. Tonight we're going to be taking a listen to the career of pianist Wynton Kelly, who was born in 1931 in New York to Jamaican immigrants. At 12, he started piano, and at 15, toured with the Ray Abrams Band in the Caribbean. At 16, he was on the R&B hit Cornbread with Hal Singer. He accompanied many singers, including Dinah Washington, Betty Carter, and Billie Holiday. He worked with Dizzy Gillespie for a time and was known best for his work with Miles Davis. He left Miles in 1963, but never could get out of being cast as a sideman, and Verve really didn't serve him very well. Kelly died of an epileptic seizure in Toronto in 1971. It'll be coming your way on Jazz Unlimited following NPR News.
Thank you.
This is the career of Wynton Kelly on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard Softly as a Morning Sunrise, recorded in 1960 with Art Pepper on alto, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. This was the Miles Davis rhythm section during that period, and they went out and did a lot of things as a unit and finally left Miles in 1963 as the Wynton Kelly Trio. Then we heard Groovin' for Nat with the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band. Dizzy is on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor, and Wynton Kelly on piano, recorded in 1957. Philly Joe Jones said about Wynton Kelly is that he puts down flowers behind the soloist. His accompanying was that good. And we are going to hear him accompanying on Someday My Prince Will Come, recorded in 1960. Miles Davis was heard on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor in the first solo, John Coltrane on tenor, the second solo, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. That will be coming your way following the station break. Thank you. Heard the very famous Someday My Prince Will Come from Miles Davis on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor, John Coltrane on tenor, Wynton Kelly, the subject of tonight's show, on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. And that was recorded in 1960. And it was actually recorded after Coltrane had left the Miles Davis group and Miles had reorganized with Hank Mobley. And Coltrane happened to be in the studio, so Miles asked him to sit in, and he did. We've got Cannonball Adderley and John Coltrane. We're going to be hearing Wes Montgomery with Johnny Griffin and Hank Mobley in a wonderful recording called Soul Station. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear one of the most swinging recordings that you ever want to hear in your life. This is from Smokin' at the Half Note on Verve. 4-on-6, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb drums in 1965. Then we're going to go back to 1956, where he is accompanying Billie Holiday on a Verve recording of God Bless the Child. In addition to Wynton Kelly, Charlie Shaver's trumpet, Tony Scott clarinet, Paul Quinichet on tenor, and Wynton Kelly on piano. Thank you.
that's got shall have, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money, you've got lots of friends, they're crowding round your door. But when you're gone and spending ends, they don't come no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Lots of friends, they're crowding round your door. But when you're gone and spending ends, they don't come no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. She's got his own. Yes, he's got his own.
That was a set of two from the career of Wynton Kelly right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. We heard first 4-on-6 from Wes Montgomery on guitar, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums in 1965 at the Half Note Cafe. And then God Bless the Child, Billie Holiday on vocal with Tony Scott on clarinet, Paul Quinichet on tenor, and Wynton Kelly on piano in 1956. We have a station break, and we're going to be taking the first hour of the career of Wynton Kelly out with first Cannonball Adderley and John Coltrane. The tune is The Sleeper. Cannonball is on alto, Train is on tenor, and the Wynton Kelly trio of Wynton Kelly, Paul Chambers, and Jimmy Cobb. This is a 1959 recording. And then Blue and Boogie, another real swinger, with Wes Montgomery on guitar, Johnny Griffin on tenor, and the Wynton Kelly trio in 1962 at a place called at Tsubo in the San Francisco Bay Area over in Oakland.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and two tunes featuring the rhythm section of the Wynton Kelly Trio of Wynton Kelly, piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums closed the first hour of the career of Wynton Kelly on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was The Sleeper, with soloists Cannonball Adderley on alto and John Coltrane on tenor. And then we heard Blue and Boogie, recorded live at the Subo in Oakland, with Wes Montgomery on guitar and Johnny Griffin on tenor, both real swingers. We've got a station break, and we're going to start the second hour with Dig Dis with Hank Mobley and Wynton Kelly and Paul Chambers, following the station break.